Hope your day's a good day so far. Get up, get out there, let's get rolling. It's 7 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and I am Rich McFadden, along with Jack Stockwell, who joins us this time every week to talk about your health and how you can stay healthy and not on the sidelines like I've been a little bit this week. So Jack is our, along with Dr. Ken, our resident doctor, and whenever we all have problems, we all run to Jack. We all run to Dr. Ken.
It's a tough job he has to put up with.
I know. So, Jack, you know, one of the things I've been dealing with this week is just run down. And it's, we're all busy this time of year with the holidays and with shopping and with work
party.
And with the kids in school and parties and all this kind of stuff. And it just happens. And, you know, we talked to our friend Pam Popper on Mondays, and Pam is all about eat right, eat right, eat right, and you will never not be healthy. And in a perfect world, great. Nice. I'd love to have to be able to eat my veggies and fruits all day, every day, and have perfect health, but that's just not realistic for me, the 210-pound, 5'11", you know, guy who just doesn't do all the things I should do. So when I get to where my voice is like it is right now, and Jennifer wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning and does the show and doesn't get enough sleep, and Roberta is just running all over the place, and you are out there, and you've got all of your things going on, and we start to get bitten by something, where do we go? What do we do? I mean, everybody runs to the pharmaceutical aisle. Is that the right
place?
Well,
that, you know, part of the strategy here is to keep yourself, when you're feeling good, we kind of drop our guard.
Right.
And it will shortchange our sleep. We'll start eating a bunch of stuff that maybe might tax the immune system, the digestive system a little bit. And a lot of us end up in a recovery kind of position rather than a proactive staying ahead of the wave.
You know, it's funny you mention that because the past 5 or 6 years, the way I attack a cold is as soon as I feel something coming on, I double down on the vitamin C. I double down on anything that I feel my vitamin package. I make sure that I don't miss a day. Maybe go hit some zinc, and then try to hit the oranges or the fruits and vegetables. Just really try to boost my immune system. But is it too late?
Well, usually it is, because once you start to get some viral growth that goes beyond the control of the immune system, it'll take off and develop a huge, almost unimaginable size population before the immune system can really jump on it. The reason most colds take anywhere from 10 to 14 days to get over them is because it takes 10 to 14 days for your body to be able to identify and type that particular virus.
Really?
That's associated with that cold.
Okay.
That's why. And so the thing is, here's my motto. Life is about pie. And you can't go through life without pie. And you can't go through life without a few potato chips and a couple of hamburgers now and then. And some the candies and the cakes that are going to show up at Christmas. And the idea is to reinforce the system when you're feeling well so that you stay well, mm-hmm. rather than trying to, you know, waiting for somebody to throw you a life preserver every time you fall overboard because you got a little sluggish
so
in the care that you give yourself.
How do you do that?
Well, one thing, the daily packet that Rich was talking about.
I take my Jack Pack.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I have a Jack Pack for general health that's available off of my website. If you ladies don't have it, I'll make sure you get it. And it's just a little packet in the morning, a little packet at night of a mm-hmm. few supplements that you definitely mm-hmm. want to be taking all the time rather than trying to recover at the last minute.
And it's only like six pills. It's not like you're Doug, you're having to take 100 pills.
Or you're taking 50, right?
Right, yeah.
No, yeah, it's just a few.
What about the products, Jack, like Emergency or some of those airborne things that are supposed to ward off a cold when you feel them coming on? Do things like that work?
Those things are ascorbic acid. It's uh-huh. only a small portion of the whole vitamin C entity. Vitamins are living biological entities that are a part of the human physiology. And what marketing and what the free enterprise system has done is to try to take the operative part that they think belongs with that vitamin synthesis for pennies,
mm-hmm.
and then market that as the real McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why a large dose of ascorbic acid will help with a cold when you get one is because it's very acidifying, and the cold virus cannot live in an acid environment. So if you start feeling a cold coming on, a lot of people will take a whole mess of ascorbic acid. What I recommend is you take a little bit of the real vitamin C every day to keep your immune system on guard, ready to go, ready to attack the invader anytime it starts to get a little bit of a hold on you. And the two things that cause that more than anything else is not getting enough rest, because the immune system rearms itself while you sleep.
And number
two,
too much sugar. And how much rest, Jack?
Well, it's different from some people to others. A minimum of 6 hours, 7 to 7.5 hours is optimal for most people.
Okay.
But you can overdo it. You can spend entirely too much time. You know, I mean, there are people who go to bed at sundown and don't get up till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
I mean, you can. Yes, I know.
That sounds so good.
Which is exactly what my plan is during the Christmas holiday.
Yeah. Exactly. You said sugar, it attacks your immune system.
Oh, sugar.
How does it
sugar,
do that?
It terribly stunts the immune system. It actually has a chemical effect on the white blood cell system. It has a chemical effect on other things that are intimately involved with arming the immune system and helping the immune system to identify the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And sugar has an immediate stunting effect upon that physiology.
Roberta, I asked Jack a few weeks ago. I get a lot of times like a clogged eustachian tube in my right ear where it's just clogged and can never break it open. Jack's like, you're having too much sugar in your system.
Well, yes, absolutely.
I tried to lay off sugar for a week, and sure enough, it starts to clear up.
What if during the holidays, let's say, you know, you go to a party and there's cookies and you have a piece of cake or something. Is there a supplement that you can take to try to overcompensate?
Neutralize.
Yeah, to neutralize the sugar.
Is there
a
damage?
That's right. The miracle reversal pill. Now, that's the very thing I'm talking to Rich about, in the sense that there is a daily regimen that I take, that I recommend that my patients take, that Doug takes and that Rich takes to keep your immune system on edge, in the sense that it's ready to jump into action anytime it senses the need to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, it's just like military training of an invasive unit somewhere that you've got to go and take care of some kind of police action, that you don't wait until the police action is required till you get that Marine unit in shape and ready to go do the job. They're constantly on guard all the time, ready to do and step in and do the job.
You know,
and that's what the immune system needs to do.
I will say that in the past 6 to 7 years, I always get the beginnings of something, but I never go full-fledged. I can't remember the last time I had the flu. I mean, I was a kid. Or a full-fledged just knockdown, drag-out cold. I always get kind of the beginning stages, and then I'm always able to beat it back, and usually with a lot of rest. Just to kind of help my immune system just jump right on it. And then, like I said, double down on the vitamin C. But I'm taking the real vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's a whole food complex, which is why, you know, the limeys that they used to, you know, call the British seamen, because they would carry limes with them when they went out onto the sea, because that was their source of vitamin C. Today, we've tried to synthesize it into a pill. We call it ascorbic acid, which is what really is.
Tell everybody what you told. Where does all of the vitamin C come from that you see on the shelves at your
department store? Oh, it's usually what they do is they'll bubble up sulfuric acid through corn syrup. And the reaction reaction that takes place between sulfuric acid and corn syrup produces ascorbic acid as a flaky, crusty material on the top of that. They'll scrape that off, purify it in the sense of removing the rest of the two compounds that made that ascorbic acid, and then dry it out and stamp it into pills. Throw in a pinch of rose hips so they can put rose hips on the bottle.
Wow.
And all you're getting, what you're getting is the steering wheel. You're not getting the whole car.
The whole car, wow.
And that's the antioxidant portion of the vitamin C molecule. And the antioxidant occurs in foods to protect the food from oxidation.
So
the antioxidant isn't there for you.
You take these things, and that's why when you take these vitamins, your output is bright green, probably, because your body's just sending
getting rid of it, right?
Yeah.
If you took a bunch of ascorbic acid within 24 hours, your body will do everything to clear the system of that ascorbic acid. If it wanted it, it wouldn't get rid of it so fast.
So, you know, I ate an orange the other day, figuring, okay, natural vitamin C, it's going to help. What is the one or two foods that if you feel yourself starting to come down with something that we should think
well,
about
first,
eating?
Well, first, first thing you want to do is stay off anything that's processed.
And no cupcakes.
Unless you can find a cupcake tree.
Right.
If you can get the cupcake off the tree, you're okay.
Right.
If it's in a box, a bag, or a can, then there's a problem with it. So if you start to feel something coming on, here's the... You know, what is it? Is it starve a fever, feed a... No, feed a fever, starve a cold.
I think so, yeah.
I think that's the old saying. If you can avoid a couple of meals, literally fast... With a couple of meals, when you feel the onset of a cold, scratchy throat, your eustachian tube changes, anything like that, that is usually, in half the cases, enough to throw it off.
Really?
Yeah, because as soon as you start eating, the immune system goes after what you're eating. Right. It's immediately running to what's called the brush border inside the small intestine to protect you from stuff getting into the bloodstream that shouldn't be getting into the bloodstream.
Now, could you still do clear broths or something?
If you need to. And then to recovery, there's still nothing that beats the Jewish grandmother's chicken soup.
That's what I have with me today.
Yeah, so. There's nothing that beats that in the recovery sense. If you if you can do the homemade stuff.
All right, well, there it is.
With the bones and everything else.
Dr. Jack with your weekly health update. And if you have questions for Dr. Jack, you can visit him on his Facebook page at facebook.com/jackstockwell.com. Ask your questions. He's not shy. He won't bite.
No.
He will usually get back to you within that day. And check him out at gooddayshow.com as well. Thank you, Jack.
You bet.
It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gets for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba satellite laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Coming up on 21 past the hour, and Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, appeal to God, a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95, it's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to LibertyBlanket.com, that's LibertyBlanket.com, or call 800-209-1258, that's 800-209-1258.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Our Dutch Steffens, good day.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Time for our PC Christmas story of the day. Imagine trying to teach second graders to sing this line.
We now are gay.
Okay, so
the story is out of Michigan.
Oh dear.
Where this music teacher decided that he would censor the word gay from Deck the Halls. And people are so no. up in arms. I guess he teaches first and second grade students music. And these kids kept giggling during the song. And not only were they just singing it in class, they were getting ready to sing it at a Christmas concert. So this guy says, well, you know, we can't have them laughing during the Christmas concert. We have to change the word from gay, which has parents up in arms because now they feel like he is making a big deal about the word gay.
When really all he was really trying to do is get the kids from giggling.
Giggling, right, in front of a Christmas concert.
He just wanted to get them through the song. He's like,
can you imagine?
Know, I just want to get from A to Z in the song, but I can't
right.
do it because the kids keep giggling.
So now he just took it out and said, Don, we now are bright apparel.
Oh, no.
So, what does the word gay make people giggle? Because, you know, there are people named gay out there. I have a friend
right.
named Gay.
Right. So,
I mean, and is he?
It's a girl.
Oh, is she?
No.
But, I mean, how could he have handled this maybe a little better so
maybe
that he didn't get the uproar?
Maybe he should have picked a different song.
Well, maybe he should have picked
Deck
a different song.
Deck the Halls is a little complicated, I think, for first and second graders. Don't they get Jingle Bells or Frosty or something
My
like that?
My son was singing Jingle Bells all night long last night.
Yeah.
It's an easy one to do.
That's more first and second grade level, I think.
But how about if you just break out the, you know, Merriam-Webster's dictionary and just tell them the actual meaning of the word in this circumstance?
You could do that.
It means happy.
Right. And when
happy
they learn
apparel.
That, the kids are going to
well,
be like,
well,
oh, Joey, you're acting so gay. Because, you know.
Yeah, but then parents, then the really conservative parents are going to say, well, you're equating being gay with being happy.
No.
Well, I can hear it. I can hear it. Those conservatives, they'll
no,
do
it. No, stop it. You and those conservatives. I'm one of those, and I would not mind
yeah.
it at all. I would tell my son, in this circumstance, gay means happy, bright. So don you gay apparel. La 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 la.
Well, I have to tell you, one year, Tom and I had dressed up for Carnival in Rio. He had dressed up as Carmen Miranda with the
Do I have to put
hair.
My finger on the button for this story?
I know.
And I dressed up as a guy. And there was a picture of us, you know, here I am in a suit with a little, like one of those Latin singers, you know, with a little thin mustache, and I had very short hair at the time. And Tom was in this Carmen Miranda thing with the fruit on the head and the lipstick and the eyeliner and the whole thing. And that was our Christmas card that year. We put that picture
beautiful.
Up in the front.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you opened up the card, it said, Don, we now are gay apparel.
See, now that's funny, though. I mean, that makes you giggle, you know, but come on. I don't know. We're all too sensitive. I think it's cute. I mean, kids are going to giggle anyway during the performance. It, you know, if you just don't take it too seriously.
Let me tell you something. I don't know of any song that you could put out there where Jingle Bells or Mary Had a Little Lamb, whatever. I mean, where kids aren't going to giggle and crack up at something. Mm-hmm. Throughout the whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, I could see where a teacher just says, okay, all right, I need to change up something here. But still, it's just so funny that in our PC time, how something this simple creates such an uproar.
Yeah. And he's a music teacher.
Yeah. So what's he do? He's like, I have no power whatsoever. I don't know what to do. So, all right, well, so the next time you're sitting in front of your elementary school children and they're doing their little Christmas show pageant, which mine will be doing soon, think about this as we sing Don Ye Gay. Was it?
Don, we now are gay apparel.
Don, we now are gay apparel.
That's a difficult language for kids.
I know. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, AT&T finished last in Consumer Reports' annual customer satisfaction survey. AT&T has ranked last 2 years in a row, with customers complaining about poor voice quality and customer service. The survey found that those with prepaid plans and smaller service providers had the highest satisfaction ratings. In other news, according to a report by Reuters, Verizon plans to take on Netflix with its own streaming movie and television service. The service could roll out in 2012 and would be available outside of Verizon's broadband and TV markets. Verizon is currently in talks with numerous content providers. And finally, starting December 10th, Amazon will award customers for checking prices at brick-and-mortar retailers. Using Amazon's Price Check app, you can scan an in-store item, compare the price online, and receive a $5 discount if you purchase it through Amazon.com. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's the holidays at Old Navy Funovations, Inc., and we're celebrating with a weekend wonder. And I wonder what deal the Old Navy deal grabber will grab. Well, there it goes. He's grabbed a spectacular $5 graphic tee weekend wonder. Ooh, that graphic tee has a kitten on it. Dibs. And now I can get them all for just $5. This weekend wonder's only a weekend long. So better come to Old Navy this Saturday and Sunday to get some nifty, gifty graphic tees. At Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Select styles only, less size, last. Excludes character and sports collectibilities.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you love books, but hate touching paper? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Featuring the all-new Kindle Fire for a low $199. Plus laptops, tablets, digital SLR cameras, and more. Stop into your nearest Office Max for all the hottest holiday electronics. Going on now, baby!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
In-store only. Prices good through 12/10.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shades to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
And Doug Steffens, Good Day, and Jennifer Horn is having fun while Doug's away playing her favorite Good Day song.
You said you would.
A little fortune done for you.
Classic now that they're not together anymore.
Doug is off biking around in Jerusalem with...
on the cobblestones.
Some celebs.
You know his rear end is going to hurt bad tomorrow.
Yeah, the last time he rode a bike, I think he fell down in his driveway and skinned his hands up.
Hope he doesn't do anything embarrassing, like fall off or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
And if he does,
please
have
video. Does he know how to
ride
a bike?
Yes, he does know how to ride a bike.
And when's the last time he rode a bike?
Well, like I said, about 5 years ago, he was riding a bike, just some bike apparently that was in the barn, up and down his gravel driveway. And riding bikes on gravel, if you have thin tires, I can make you one bet, you're going to go down. And he did.
Yeah, really?
And he elbows and hands and all kinds of stuff. So hopefully on the cobblestone streets of Jerusalem, he'll be able to hold it together so he doesn't. But if he does, I hope
he'll
get
video. Gotta be careful, Dougie.
I hope they get video.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 33 past the hour. Doug's out riding around. Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich here with you. And just checking my Facebook stories. Two things. We're going to talk about the 12 things not to buy for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat that. The 12 things buy for Christmas.
First day of Christmas. But first, I'm not going to buy.
This story's been floating around on Facebook the last couple of days. A model named Lauren Scruggs somehow walked into an airplane propeller. The first thing I want to know is
she's a beautiful girl.
She's beautiful. It's terrible. I mean, if she was ugly, it'd still be terrible. It doesn't matter. But how do you walk into an airplane?
Have you ever watched America's Next Top Model? Because I do. I'm a fan.
Yeah, my wife watches it all the time.
Okay. Tyra Banks will tell you, walk, 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 walk. And so what I'm thinking is that this poor supermodel, maybe, was she like on a job? Was she doing a supermodel?
She had gone with a family friend up to look at the lights, I believe, over Dallas, the Christmas lights. And they had landed, and she was coming back just to the plane to say thank you one more time. And apparently she didn't realize that the propeller was going. I'm not kidding. I just read the story.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
But when the propeller is going, it's hard to see that there's actually something
right,
there.
Yeah.
You can't hear it?
No.
Yes, you can.
You really can't.
You can hear
sort
it.
Sort of.
What are you talking
on
about?
A prop jobber,
but the engine, with the engine, it'll drown out a lot of the propeller.
You can't hear that?
The engine and what's the propeller?
In any case, if it's making noise, I mean, people just
if
know.
If the propeller is moving, the engine is moving, and it's got noise.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You got to be. All right, okay. Other funny airplane stories in the news. Alec Baldwin.
That's a funny airplane
That's
story.
That's not, I
well,
know.
It's not a funny airplane story, but Alec Baldwin gets kicked off of an airplane because he
over
won't...
Over words with friends.
He won't put down his smartphone.
What kind of game is that? I don't know.
Oh,
familiar.
It's so fun. It's like Scrabble.
It's
Scrabble.
My wife and her friends are
people.
Addicted to it. So, like, let's say we have a Scrabble game going online, and I pick up my phone, and, oh, look, Roberta has updated her game. She added a word. So, okay, it's my turn, and I may do it now. I may do it in an hour.
Okay.
And the game may take... 2 hours, the game may take 2 weeks.
5 years. My games always take a long time because
right.
I usually just do them once a day.
But apparently with Alec Baldwin, I mean, it's like you don't put the phone down until the game's over. So this plane's trying to board, close up, and take off, and
well,
he won't
said
put
they
the
were
phone
just,
down.
He said he was just sitting there. In his defense, he said he was just sitting there. They were waiting at the gate, and he was just passing the time by playing his game.
Yeah, well, why would they come throw you off of the airplane?
Because
then?
There was more to the story. So the stewardess told him he had to put away the phone, made a big deal about it, I guess, kind of yelled at him a little bit. So he got up, and reports say that he went into the bathroom, which we can't call it, we call it the lavatory, on an airplane, and he slammed the door so hard that the pilot heard it. And the pilot asked for him to be removed from the plane because he slammed the door to the lavatory.
Really?
Now, his friends say, people that were with Alec Baldwin say he did not even go into the lavatory. He actually got out of his seat when he wasn't supposed to find out what the stewardess' name was so he could report her.
Oh,
dear.
So, and now, if you watched him on Twitter at all, yesterday, after they booted him from the flight, he boarded another flight a few hours later.
Yeah, they got him on an immediate...
Yeah, he waited an hour or two. He was on another flight. And as he sat down on the plane, he started tweeting that the flight crew on this one looked a lot smarter than the last flight crew.
That guy's a whack job, but he's funny.
A little bit, but he's funny, you know.
He's
and, you know, I don't know what it is, but he, as jerky as he can be, he's still kind of likable, no matter what he does.
Yeah.
He's just likable.
Oh, no, he's crazy as can be. But I like him. I mean, whenever he's hosting Saturday Night Live, you have to watch.
Which is this weekend, by the way.
Oh, he is?
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, you have to watch.
Well, he has to come back at Christmas because he has to do the NPR skit.
Oh, yeah, okay, which we
That's
can't mention the name
right.
of.
No, but that he does that every year.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's done two, at least.
Oh, man. All right. So speaking of Christmas, we have the list of the top 12 things you should not buy for Christmas. Now, why are these things that you should not buy, Jennifer?
Well, the complete list is up at DougStephan.com in our featured stories of the day today. But these are things that you can get better deals on if you wait for a few months. And so I thought this was perfect because Roberta's our queen of cheap, and she always wants to save a buck. So I thought we could go over a few of the things that you can save money on if you don't buy during the holiday season. The first one is televisions. Now, I think if you buy on Black Friday, you may get some good deals on televisions. But since we've missed that, it's best now to wait until February because that's when they start lowering prices on the previous year models before the new models start hitting the stores in March.
Right before the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is there, so you get a lot of great deals on that. You can save up to a few $100 if you wait to buy a TV. Also, linen. So this always makes me laugh because they always have white sales in January around Martin Luther King Day, which I think is very tasteless. But that's when the linen sales are. And if you wait until January, you will get discounts on products ranging from about 10% to 60% off.
Wow.
Pretty good, right?
Okay, right.
And this started, I mean, this has gone back, I mean, this white sale thing has always been a thing in American culture, so it always happens. Check it out, you'll save 60% maybe on sheets, towels,
so
all that kind of
stuff. Straight.
Yeah.
They sell at a discount white sheets on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yes.
I've never put that together.
You've never put that together?
I mean, I knew that they had the linen sales, but I never knew. I mean,
it's
don't they
always
do
that weekend.
What, 4th of July? No?
It's so not tasteful. No. I don't know. January. All right.
How is this not like an outrage?
I know. Outrage is me, but it's just, it's bizarre. It's one of those things that people don't talk about.
So what
I don't know why.
Black sheets on Martin Luther King?
No, they sell all sheets. It's a white sale.
Maybe you picked George Washington's birthday. It's so
tasteless. Really cool. You've never put that together before?
I've never, no.
I feel like I've enlightened you. I can go home now. All right, tools. Tools are another thing that you should not buy during the holidays. You're going to want to wait until June when it's Father's Day, and the retailers usually cut prices on tools about 25%. 8%, which is a pretty big savings because tools can be expensive.
Yeah, like I was just walking through Sears the other day, man.
DeWalt stuff.
Man, it's hard to walk through that department and not go, there's something I could really use.
Right?
I don't know what for, but I could really use
it. You know, it's so
that.
Easy for me to walk through Sears and find nothing that I can
use. Right, exactly.
It's all right, though. All right, snowblowers. Now, this is weird, but apparently winter is the worst time to buy a snowblower.
Sure. Yeah, just like spring is the worst time to buy a lawnmower.
Really?
Buy a lawnmower at the end of the season. Absolutely.
Right.
Huh. They know in March. This article, which is put out by Yahoo, says that March is the month for purchasing
Sure, at the end of the season when they're trying to get rid of them all.
Yep, you'll save 30 to 40% if you wait. And those snowblowers, how expensive are they? Because I'm a California girl.
I was just looking at the one that I want. I mean, you can buy like a little electric broom for $100, but a big snowblower that would do.
Where does it blow the snow, by the way?
To the left or right, wherever you point the little funnel thing that shoots it out. Yeah,
right.
The one I want is a Toro, and it's kind of got like these the rubber from like tires as the blades. The thing works great. My neighbor has one.
I lived where you live,
shovel
Rich?
Your own snow, Rich?
Absolutely.
What?
What do you think?
What do you mean, Roberta?
You
have
to
shovel your snow.
To do that. You don't shovel your own snow.
Oh, my neighbor,
you know what I would do? I'd get a Zamboni. Yeah. I lived on the East Coast. I'd get
you
a Zamboni for my driveway.
Down the block, and you give him $10 and you shovel
down the block,
snow.
No. If it's 2 or 3 inches, I do it. If it's 6 inches or more, I'd borrow my neighbor's snowblower.
Ridges, you throw a lot of salt on it and it melts itself.
It depends on the weather.
Yeah.
So, but I still have to put on so it doesn't ice up overnight.
Cameras, which I want this year. I'm ready for
too.
A new camera because I got sand in mine in Combo.
Nice.
It's not working very well right now. You want to wait until February, late February specifically. You can save 30% on cameras. That's because there's a big electronic trade show, and they usually happen in January or early February. That's when the new models are revealed, and so retailers are clearing out the old ones.
See, that's good to know because I want to upgrade my Nikon.
Wait till the end of February.
Okay.
There you go. President's Day, apparently, is a really good weekend to do camera shopping. And then outerwear, coats, which I totally need a coat because I don't have a good one. Again, I'm an LA girl. And, February, March are the best months to pick up winter outerwear, coats, hats, gloves. And that's because they're clearing out for the spring stuff. Skis. Also, do not buy during winter months because you want to buy them in March. Like Rich said, March, April.
So I'm seeing a trend here. The bottom line is wait for the end of the season or look for the trade show for that particular product to see when the new model comes out because the old models will be on sale.
And Mr. Car Guy?
Yeah.
When's the best time to buy a car?
December 31st.
Absolutely. New Year's Eve.
Really?
Rich.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, I bought a car New Year's Eve. I bought my Honda on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you get that. Everybody's rushing to get that tax write-off, and the dealer's looking to close out the month and the year.
The whole year.
They were closing at like 3 o'clock. I walked in at 2:30.
Yep.
9.3% below sticker price.
You can do it.
On December 31st.
Yep. Absolutely. Do it. All right, there it is. The 12 things you should not buy at Christmas time. And if you need the list, it's at DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Roberta. Dr. Ken coming up with your health news for today. It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Dr. Travis Stork, ER physician and co-host of The Doctors, is educating people on the link between cholesterol and heart health and how diet and exercise may help.
A lot of us are walking around with high cholesterol and we don't even know it. We're making 200-plus health-related decisions every day, and many of those do affect our heart health, our cholesterol levels. So there are some things we can do. Oats have something called beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that when it gets in your gut, it forms a gel-like substance that almost acts like a sponge when it comes to cholesterol and helps you eliminate it naturally. So whether it's a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of whole grain oat cereal like Cheerios, you can help improve your cholesterol profile.
3 grams of soluble fiber daily from whole grain oat foods in a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease. Cheerios has 1 gram per serving. To learn more about heart health and how Cheerios cereal may help lower cholesterol, visit Cheerios.com.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/10.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jennifer, Roberta talking to Dr. Ken now on what's hot in health news. And Ken, I saw a story yesterday talking about, middle-aged guys like myself, who exercise but don't lose all of their weight. I could probably lose another 15 or so and don't. And but yet it's still okay. Just keep exercising, right?
Absolutely. It will help you live longer. It's great stress reduction. It helps improve the hormones in the body. And it just does help your heart work better.
Okay, so now the FDA is kind of honing in on weight loss with some homeopathic products?
Yes, this HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. It's a hormone made by the human placenta. It's found in the urine of pregnant women. It's approved as an injectable drug for treating some cases of female infertility. Don't take this as a weight loss product. It's not proven safe. The problem is that it's tied in with a 500-calorie-a-day weight loss program. This is very risky when you take 500 calories a day. Increase your risk for gallstones, electrolyte imbalances, and rhythm problems, arrhythmias of the
heart.
That
would be my reaction to that. You want to inject what into me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
A little scary.
Please stay away from this until it's proven safe.
And doctors need to be more honest with parents who have kids that are overweight.
Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine this week, Rich, that less than 1/4 of American parents with an overweight child remember ever being told by a healthcare professional that this was the case. You know, a lot of parents, they're in denial. They don't realize that their kids are overweight. Studies prove this.
I think the most fascinating story that I see today is that most U.S. presidents will live longer than their peers. Is that just the obvious
job
because
bad.
They have amazing
right.
health care coverage that does anything they
Part
need?
Part of it is true. Journal of the American Medical Association today, because we thought stress was such a big deal. Stress is important when it affects the health when you're out of control. You know, middle manager people are traditionally the people who have greatest effect of stress, but presidents, obviously, they have a lot of control over their stress, so it seems to affect them a lot less.
Now, Jennifer, you saw something on the news last night with Brian Williams.
Yeah,
talking
Brian
about...
Williams had this really cool story about just dealing with this exact report, except he took the before and after pictures of the last few presidents, the first day they were in office and the last day they were in office. And it really hits you hard how much they age. But again, he said they're living healthier and longer than the average American.
They definitely age. They turn gray. Their skin wrinkles.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, they're exposed to a lot of electromagnetic radiation, but they are under a lot of stress. I wonder the people around them if they age also.
I would. I can't imagine being the guy that runs the White House. Ugh.
Or the wife.
I don't want that. Yeah, or the wife. There it is. All right. Thank you, Ken. It's 51 past on Good Day.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
I love her.
Next year,
all
troubles will be out of sight.
I was never so upset when Doug told me she had a bad drug problem.
This is Judy Garland, for those of you who aren't playing Name That Tune along with Jennifer. This is the first time that this song appeared in any kind of movie, or I guess the song was around before this, but the first appearance in any kind of movie or television production when Judy Garland sang it in Meet Me in St. Louis in 1944, Christmas time. There you go. She's all hopped up there for you, Jennifer. I wonder what she was taking that day. All right, so 54 past the hour, time for movie news.
Get the song like everybody else, Judy.
Curry. And Jennifer and Roberta and Rich are here with you, and it's time to play our movie quiz of the day, where we play three audio clips, and now we are playing them from a Christmas movie. So a little extra fun in there for you. You have to identify what Christmas movie these three audio clips come from, and then you give us a call at 1-800-510-8255. If you're the first one in with the correct answer, we'll send you out a little Christmas gift. Here comes number one.
Have you ever seen the world's biggest ball of twine?
Got it.
No. Listen, we have to get back.
I once saw the world's biggest cannonball, Mesopotamia. I wonder if it's still there.
Mesopotamia isn't still there.
Nothing lasts.
Great movie.
Yeah. Great movie. I thought one of his good roles, don't you, Chuck?
Yeah, I do too.
All right, here's clue number two. 1-800-510-8255.
Invented standing in line.
You invented standing in line.
Mm-hmm. Before then, everybody just milled around. It was a mess. So one day I said, why not make a line?
A line for what?
To get in.
Get it.
It's funny, I don't classify this as a holiday movie so much.
I think it was a Christmas time movie, Chucker.
Somewhat it was.
Okay, all right, here's
you
the
know,
last
I, there's a lot of films that make you feel good that had a theoretical Christmas films. Like, you know, a really good Christmas film. I think not really good, but it's good, is The Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone.
Yeah.
I like that movie a lot. That plays well at Christmas.
Okay, okay. Well, right, here's the last clue, everybody. 1-800-510-8255.
I'm a writer, too.
Oh, really? What did you write?
Psalm 85. I wasn't called Psalm 85 when I wrote it. I had no idea they were going to be collected and numbered.
I'm Why do you sound like Clinton?
A little bit.
He played Clinton in a movie, didn't he play Clinton?
Does he sound a little bit
He's
like
He's going to play Gotti soon.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a hint. Mm-hmm.
All right, so there it is. 1-800-510-8255 if you know what movie that comes from. And Chucker will have movie news for us in 60 seconds.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, Chucker, what's up in movie news?
All right, Rich, first story. Luc Besson, the producer and director of films like The Fifth Element, The Professional, and Taken, reportedly will team up with actress Angelina Jolie for a big sci-fi action film that she's in negotiations for. When you travel around the world, Rich, you need a big paycheck, and these type of films give Jolie a big paycheck. Other news, Bradley Cooper confirming he is in talks for a Hangover 3, which basically means they'll remake the film once again.
Yes.
I was going to say, same story,
and
right?
And then he'll make a lot of money doing so. And finally, Benicio Del Toro has dropped out of J.J. Abrams' Star Trek sequel reboot. He would have reportedly played the role of Khan, the role famously played by Ricardo Montalban in Star Trek II, the original Star Trek II, although J.J. Abrams denies that Khan will be involved. Most people in the know say Khan will be the villain. They're going to have to look for another actor to play that role, and that will guarantee that movie will make even more money than the last Star Trek film, because Khan is a great villain in the Trek universe.
Oh, yeah, so. Absolutely. All right, let's go out to Kobleskill and Meg. What is the name of that movie?
Michael.
With John Travolta. Yes, it was. Very Yay. Funny movie. All right, Meg, thank you. Hold on. You get a little Christmas gift from the Good Day Gang, and it's 58 past the hour on Doug Steffens.